Learning applied into leadership is a ripple effect that can help change the world for good. Welcome to the podcast, Small Things Make a Big Difference. My name is Spencer Holt. I get the opportunity to interview leaders all over the world and discover the small habits they do on a consistent basis that has made a big difference in their own lives and the many people that they interact with. To learn more about what I do at Global Leader Group, listen at the end of this episode. But for now, let's jump into this week's topic, and may we all be more intentional in who we're becoming and the impact we can have with others. I hope you've had an amazing summer and that you find yourself engaged in spending time with family, friends, making sure you take some time, invest in yourself, and that you come back recharged and ready to make 2022 the best year yet. Now, I'd like to start with a quote. Gandhi says this: the future depends on what we do in the present. What I love about this quote is it says, what I'm doing today, or potentially what I'm doing this summer, can set me up for a successful future or rest of the year for 2022. And the name of this podcast is The Future is Bright. And the reason why I'm so excited about the future is last weekend, I was able to invest time both in myself and in some of our young adults that are going to make such an impact in the world. And so, if I could, I'm just going to tell you what happened last weekend. So I was able to spend time with just over 100 young adults from the ages of 14 to 18. Now, some of you might think, oh my goodness, that does not sound like a good time. But let me tell you what happened. So we did this thing called Trek. And for those that are like, what the heck is Trek? It is a immersive learning experience. So picture this. Early days, 1800s, you had pioneers that trekked from the East Coast all the way to the West Coast. And it was a church group, and we helped reenact what that might have looked like and felt like for a couple things. One, an appreciation of the people that came before you. But then two, an opportunity to learn some leadership principles, pause, take inventory on who you are as a person and what you're trying to become. And you're thinking, oh my gosh, that sounds amazing. So if you think about it, this planning took place, we started almost a year ago. And myself and another individual kind of were in charge of all the moving pieces. And let me tell you, to execute a event like this, you need a ton of help, a ton of different committees, and they're a really positive attitude. But what I'd love to do is I'm going to share three lessons that I learned from watching these amazing youth go throughout the 3 days. Now, a couple things to think about, just FYI, in Philadelphia, in the Pennsylvania area, in summer, it was our 3 days. This was during a heat wave. And so it was on average 91 degrees with 100% humidity. It was hot and it was humid. Thankfully, we had an amazing water committee that we kept our kids hydrated. We had electrolytes and no one had to go home and no one was hurt. So success number one. Then number two, when kids showed up, one of the things we did, now I'm such a big fan of, in order to help create memories, but also learning, you need an immersive experience. So we had hand carts. So think about two wooden wheels, a big thing, a bar that you're pushing, and it had room for two people. We also had people on day one dress up as pioneers. So you can imagine like old clothes, big hats. And so we looked, some people would say we looked a little funny as we were walking through this state park, but it was awesome. And so it allowed people to step out of their comfort zone. And what I loved about this is no one was worried about what you're wearing. We were all wearing something that we don't normally wear, and it immediately put everybody on equal grounds. Then at the end of the 3 days, here comes lesson number one, is I was interviewing some of our youth to say, hey, what did you like? What was your main takeaway? And I interviewed this 14-year-old kid, and this 14-year-old said to me, I was amazed at how impacted I have been by the people that I've met. And he said, we had fun. Day two was our Trek Olympics, by the way. We had fun playing games. We had fun around the, you know, our campfire, and we had fun doing all these different things. He goes, but the thing that I will take away the most is the relationships that I have made and the friends that I hope to make or to keep for the rest of my life. And so I thought about this, leaders, whether you are a frontline manager, you're a CEO, a VP, a second line leader, you're a mom, you're a dad, you're a community leader, never forget this. Leadership is about the people. Now, yes, you're going to drive performance, and yes, you need to execute, but remember, it's through people that you're going to get results. And if you can connect and bring out the superpower in each individual, they will outperform anything that you could have imagined. In fact, what happened was we put people into families. So you know, we had just over 100 youth, and then you put them into groups, families. And the first thing we asked them to do is, you know, to get to know each other, to create a family name, right? Immediately create branding, create team identity. And it was so fun to watch these youth become creative and what they came up with and how they then branded themselves and this team and how that helped pull them through the entire 3 days. So lesson number one, it's all about the people. Lesson number two, as I watched day two, by the way, in day one, we did 8.5 miles. That day was hard. It was hilly, up and down. It was hot. It was humid. We would stop. We would water. We would have little devotional talks and leadership lessons along the way. Day two was a little bit different. We only hiked 2.5 miles, and then we had Trek Olympics. If you know me, I was like, oh, we got to have a little bit of fun. And so we spent the afternoon competing as family units in these different types of games. And it was a variety of different games. But in the morning, what we had them do is we're like, okay, on your 2.5 mile walk, you've got to have in your hand cart two people at every stage of the way. And throughout the 2.5 miles, you have to change roles. And when people came back from that, we drew out a lesson analogy. And this came on day one that I was watching. Here's what happens in life. Think about the hand carts. There was two people in front and they were pushing the hand cart. They were leading the way for the family and they were pushing, or pardon me, they were pulling the hand cart forward. Then you had people in the back that were pushing, especially when you had to go up hills, or sometimes when you were going downhill in order to slow the hand cart down, you'd have people having to pull back so it didn't go too fast. And then there were sometimes on day two, you'd have different people sit in the handcart. And we drew the analogy to people. Sometime in life, you are going to be asked to push from behind. Sometimes you're going to be out front and you're going to pull. And then there will be some times where you'll need to sit. And instead of judging people, whether they were sitting in the handcart, whether they were pulling the hand cord or pushing, what we ask them to do is give them your 100% support. And I thought, how important that for each of us in life is to recognize that depending on circumstance, depending on what stage we are in our lives, and depending on our environment and our mental capacity, sometimes we will pull the hand cart, sometimes we will push it, and sometimes we will need to sit and to recognize that what we do need to do for whenever we are and whatever role we're playing, we need to give people our 100% support. And our kids learned that and they realized that as they played, they had to play each part of why supporting each other and assuming positive intent is such an important lesson. The third lesson, now there were so many lessons that I want to bring out, but here's the third one, is there's something that happens to teams and groups of people when you go through an experience that's hard. And in fact, this came about from one of my other interviews, is that often this one interview person said to me, this was the hardest thing I've ever done. Many people said that, because let's be honest, how many people pull a handcart and in 8.5 miles in a like 93 degrees weather with 100% humidity? It just doesn't happen every day. But this is what they said. At the end of the day, as we were able to sit down as a team, or as a, in this respect, as a family, we got to share what we learned. And most importantly, we shared our successes. And so I will just draw out the importance is when we do hard things with groups of people and we then celebrate it and we talk about it and we're supporting, it deepens our relationship. Case in point, when we were planning this experience, we met with committee after committee for, you know, really, it got really intense in terms of our committee meetings starting at 6 months all the way leading up. And I thought I knew these people. And to be fair, I liked them. But if I were to measure my relationship with them before the actual event, I would have said, oh yeah, I know them and they're really amazing. And then once we went through this experience together, we watched the kids, we ran around, we sweat, we did all the hard work, we executed the project. And now if I were to measure my relationship with these people, it's increased tenfold. And so ask yourself, as a leader, am I helping my people not only go through hard things, but be successful, to support each other, and then are we celebrating? Oftentimes what we forget to do is stop and debrief. What are we learning? Recognizing people, this is hard, but you're doing an amazing job, and celebrating successes. We will run to the next event, to the next event. Sometimes organizationally, all we care about is what have you done for me lately? And people stop caring as much because they just realize it doesn't matter. I'm just gonna have to go to the next thing. And what this 3 days taught me is that when you go through hard things and you celebrate success and you stop and you pause and you let people know, it changes your relationship with them. It deepens the relationship and allows you to be more successful in the future. I spent the 3 days stopping one-on-one to people saying, you're doing awesome, it's amazing. And it makes a difference. I had three different youth come up to me at the very end and say, you helped me during this time that was really hard. Thank you for the positive encouragement. Leaders, take your team, take your family, take your community event, plan something that's hard, support each other, but pause, recognize the success. Okay, one more lesson as the bonus, my friends. I gotta tell you, plan something that is unusual and plan something that's going to be super fun. So on the second day, we brought in a professional square dance caller. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not a square dancer. All of our kids between the ages of 14 and 18 were like, what are we doing and why are we doing this? So I just said, guys, trust me on this. Okay. It's going to be super fun, but just give me an open heart. I need your love and your support, and just be open for the first 5 minutes. If you want to turn around after that, you can turn around. First of all, our square dance caller, his name was Slim. So that's a pretty cool name. I'm thinking of changing mine to that. But as we did that, no one knew how to square dance before. So everyone was on an equal plane. And as they started to do-si-do and promenade and take their partner round by round, they started to laugh. They started to smile. They realized that this wasn't about being cool. This was about doing something new and fun and doing it together. Every one of them stayed and danced the whole entire time. And it was unbelievable. Leaders, plan something unusual and have a little bit of fun, it connects us in a way that only laughter and new experiences can do. And so as I wrap up this hopefully small but yet big impact podcast, I will ask you, as Gandhi said to us, the future depends on what we do in the present. What is one small thing that you're doing today or this summer that will help you make a big difference in your life and the lives of the people you interact with in the future? Have an amazing week.